The U.S. Appeals Court here in Washington will hear arguments in a suit against the EPA. It was brought by 27 state attorneys general, led by West Virginia's AG. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Glynis Board has more on what's motivating the main challenger.
West Virginia's attorney general doesn't have a long history in the state. After a failed congressional bid in New Jersey, Patrick Morrissey set his sights on West Virginia. And his first order of business? Going after the federal government.
West Virginia needs an attorney general to stand up to Obama and the EPA's job-killing regulations. That's Patrick Morrissey.
In 2012, Morrissey loaned himself $1.5 million to way outspend the Democratic incumbent who preceded him for two decades. Morrissey became the first Republican to win the office in West Virginia since 1933. Since then, he's focused his attention on conservative causes like defending Second Amendment rights and fighting against transgender protections. His proudest accomplishment? Leading the charge against President Obama's Clean Power Plan, which is the nation's first ever attempt to limit carbon pollution from power plants. Morrissey says it's a federal overreach, and his coal-reliant state is already feeling the effects of the proposed regulations.
West Virginia has bled jobs, in part due to these regulations that are coming out of Washington. If we can reverse that, tens of thousands of people will benefit.
Coal is largely seeing a decline because other fossil fuels, like natural gas, are cheaper at the moment. Still, Morrissey's mission to win back coal jobs has made him an adversary to plenty, including Joe Lovett of the Law and Policy Center Appalachian Mountain Advocates.
He's used the attorney general's office to promote the coal industry's anti-regulatory crusade against climate change regulations.
Of course, he's also made a lot of friends, like Chris Hamilton of the West Virginia Coal Association.
Morrissey's been on point crusading. Not only has he been able to effectively involve various special interest groups here in West Virginia, he has created a nationwide coalition of attorneys generals.
22 of the 27 states challenging the Clean Power Plan have Republican attorneys general. 50 years ago, these positions were mostly held by Democrats. Colin Provost is a public policy professor at University College London. He explained via Skype that the role became more partisan after Democratic-led attorneys general aligned in the late 90s to take on the tobacco industry and won.
In the last 15 years or so, Republican attorneys general have really gotten on board and kind of pushed their own interests as well.
In 2014, for the first time in American history, more Republicans than Democrats held the office of state attorney general. In West Virginia, Morrissey has come under scrutiny. He used to be a lobbyist for pharmaceutical companies, and he has close ties to energy interests.
We have to protect every single job that we can here in West Virginia, and that's an important role for the attorney general.
Morrissey predicts the coal industry in Appalachia could rebound if these regulations are struck down. Ultimately, the Clean Power Plan will likely be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. In the meantime, he's hopeful his efforts will reel in federal regulators. For NPR News, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.
And that report came to us from the Public Radio Reporting Collaboration, Ohio Valley Resource.